Hello and thanks for watching. Proactive New York. Ortho Regenerative Technologies has announced that it's received a $500,000 grant to advance the development of its secondary technology platform indication, OrthoM, for meniscus repair. Joined with more is the company's CEO, Phil Deschamps. Phil, good to speak with you today.
Very nice to see you again, Stephen.
So Phil, tell us more about this grant and why it's so significant for the company.
Well, the grant is the result really of our partnership with the Polytechnic in Montreal. It's obviously a university, and thus we are able to apply for grants that we wouldn't be able to normally as a business. So we applied for this grant to continue the development of our ortho platform and obviously very intelligently, ortho R for rotator, ortho M for meniscus. And this particular grant is by the government of Quebec, and it seeks to fund innovative and promising ideas that come out of Montreal. So that is the substance of the grant. The $500,000 that we have obtained will be used to complete the preclinical work, which will allow us, much like we did in the rotator cuff, to then proceed to the clinical development of the program. So what's exciting about it is it sort of confirms that will confirm our multi-indication platform that we've been trying to develop as a development stage company. So it's very exciting indeed.
Well, let's get back to the multi-indication platform in a moment and talk about the meniscus repair operations. How big is the market for that in North America?
In North America, it's about 600,000 surgeries per year, and it typically affects people like me, people 45 and above. And the repair surgery unfortunately has a 20 to 40% failure rate. So we're very hopeful that our technology will be able to add to the meniscus repair and reduce the amount of the amount of failure for the repair.
You said it will also validate the multi indications potential of your technology.
Yes, indeed. So what's interesting is the PRP, which is a part of your blood. It's about 10% of your blood, and it's what's combined to the Ortho R platform, which is the chitosan and salt, and together we have a patented medicine in this. It's a drug biologic. And it helps keep the blood product that is the repair system of the body on the site of repair. So in the rotator cuff, same thing. You fix the shoulder, then you put the ortho R on top of the repair, and it provides the ability to stick to the repair for up to 6 weeks, delivering the repair system. So the same thing we hope to find in the meniscus repair, and the surgery will be performed, and post surgery they'll apply the ortho M in this case, which is essentially the same product, and thus try to demonstrate if we see the same thing in the meniscus than we saw in the rotator cuff, which allowed the FDA to give us our IND for future development.
So how soon can you put the grants into action? What sort of news flow should investors be looking for?
So it starts immediately. June 18th is the day of the actual grant, when the money starts to flow, so to speak. We've already identified the site that's going to perform the preclinical work. So we should expect that work to start this summer. And it'll take us about three to 4 months to complete that work. So it'll go quite fast.
Well, I hope you'll keep us posted on any developments, but thank you very much for the update today.
No, it's my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you so much for your time.
That's Phil Deschamps. He's the CEO of Ortho Regenerative Technologies.